This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Well, Don Achbauer has become the fourth coach in WHL history to reach 600 wins. He'll join us in moments. Up north, they've branded it the New Ice Age in Prince George, and a positive opening weekend for the Cougars. We'll have more with owner, governor, and president Greg Pocock. And Everett Silvertips forward Carson Stadnick is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He'll be our guest. While he's joining the likes of Ken Hodge, Don Hay, and Lauren Mullican, Spokane Chiefs head coach Don Achbauer collected his 600th career coaching win last weekend. That means, Don, that you've been at it a long time, but also very successful. 600 wins, what does that mean to you?
Well, John, you know, it's very humbling from my side, and I think any coach would tell you that when you get to 600, you've been involved in some great teams. I'm just very proud of the fact that you know, I've had some great players along the way, but just all the kids that played for me executed a game plan, and it was never about me. It was really about the players winning the game, and I can attribute that to some great captains that I've had along the way and some great teams. So it's, for me, it's very humbling just to be named in the, you know, with the group of people that you just named. There's other coaches that have done great things in the Western Hockey League. I think longevity has been the key. I've been at it a long time, and I've just been fortunate to have some great players and some great teams.
17th season now coaching in the WHL. You know, I mentioned those names, Ken Hodge, Don Hay, Lauren Mullican. I know for sure you've coached against Don and Lauren, and maybe just missed Ken Hodge there by a year in that U.S. division.
It's funny. Hodgie was coaching in the league when I played in Billings back in the late 70s, and you know, another guy along the way, Ernie Punch McLean, and there's so many great coaches that coach the Western Hockey League, so I feel very privileged just to be named amongst that group.
You know, we had Don Hay on the show a couple weeks ago as he gets back to Kamloops, and he's in that 600-win club. Who influenced you as far as the coach you are today and how you've approached the game?
You know, that's a great question. I've got a lot of respect for Hazer. I remember my first year in 94, we were playing an exhibition game against Kamloops. I was in Seattle. And I watched the way he ran his bench, the way he talked to his players, the way he directed traffic, the way he made line changes. So over the course of my career, I've really kept track of Don, but I really respected, you know, the fact that he had success in the league, and I wanted to see how the game was, you know, to be coached in the Western Hockey League. He was a great model for me. I would say that my style, you know, as a player, I played for some great coaches along the way. My junior coach, Dave King, who I had in the Western Hockey League in Billings, was a great influence on me as a player, and I believe was the guy that really instilled my fundamentals as far as being a pro. So I attribute, you know, a lot of my success to the way he coached me, and I tried to model myself not just after him, but some of my pro coaches. I took bits and pieces from each guy, and I played for some guys that won Stanley Cups. So, you know, whether it was playing for the Edmonton Oilers, the Philadelphia Flyers, or even the Hershey Bears, who I won a championship with. But those guys that that coached me, it was probably better than being in any coaching seminar that I've ever been to, because I got to listen to them every day. And, you know, what I took in as a student of the game, I think, has really been parlayed into my coaching success.
Now, when you look back on it, you know, 17 seasons, I think consistency is a great word to use here, you know, 840-win seasons as well. But is there one moment that you can pull out or one season in particular that you're most fond of, Don?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've had some great runs where we came close. We didn't win the Western League championship and get a chance to go to the Memorial Cup, but for sure, with a young Patrick Marleau in my lineup, losing in the league finals to Lethbridge would have been a key. You know, I had some good moments in Seattle. I had some great moments in Tri-Cities. Losing the Spokane Chiefs in seven games was as good a series I've ever coached in, and I've had some great moments with every team. But probably the one that really stands out, and probably the reason why I'm talking to you today, goes back my very first year coaching. I started out the year, I believe we were 1-10 or 1-11. And that's not a great start, but I got called into the office thinking that, geez, my coaching career just got started. It's over. And yet, that's not the conversation I had. The conversation I had with the ownership group and general manager was, you're doing a great job. We really like what you're instilling in our team. And they stuck with me, and we ended up turning the season around, winning 42 games, and I was named Coach of the Year that year. But it was really implementing things and changing the culture that we were trying to get instilled in our team. And, you know, I was it was a Hair Master turning point for me, because I could have been fired 12 games into my Western Hockey League stint, and the ownership stuck with me, and because they did that, here I am talking to you.
Hey, great stuff, Don. Hey, 600 wins, and who knows, maybe another 600 more. I appreciate your time here on WHL This Week.
Awesome, John. Thank you very much for having me on.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Greg Pocock is the owner, governor, and president of the New Ice Age up in Prince George with the Cougars, and Greg joins us on the phone here for WHL This Week. And boy, what an opening weekend. Over 8,000 fans there at the CN Center. On ice aside, I'm sure that everyone around the organization just pleased with how things have began.
You know, John, we are so excited and so happy, and you know, the buzz in Prince George has really just gone up since the weekend. I think people were really, really pleased with the show that we put on, with the atmosphere in the building and the energy that was here. So, you know, we're off to a good start, and we really appreciate that.
Greg, take us behind the scenes. What has gotten it to this point? What has happened to transform the mentality and try to bring the fans back in Prince George and give them a winning hockey product?
You know, I think the biggest thing is that and there's a new energy around the office. There's a new energy around the dressing room. And, you know, the new ownership group, we have blown this thing up and completely rebuilt it.
Tell me more about the investment made in the players. I know that's something the organization is hoping benefits them on the ice.
Our dressing room is totally redone, and totally redone with a focus on flow and function for the players. They have their own lounge area now where they can relax, where they can rest, where they can you know, help themselves to nutrition, drinks, and snacks. The dressing room itself was completely redone. The stalls are all new. We've had a total focus on weight training, strength, and conditioning. There's a brand new gym facility set up downstairs for them. And then an investment in resources that are going to help these guys become pros. And that starts with our new team sports psychologist, Dr. Saul Miller, who is world-renowned, and goes through to our power skating coach, Karen Koss, our goaltending consultant, Justin Cardinal, and then through to our own staff. We've brought in two assistant coaches, new guys with NHL experience on one hand, and the other side is from a winning organization with a, you know, with the knowledge of what it takes to be a winner on and off the ice.
I know this would probably be summed up as a work in progress, Greg. I know that overnight it doesn't change on the ice, and that the work has to be put in there, and the culture has to change too. So this project, I'm sure long term, and it's something that you know, the ownership group wants to invest in.
Absolutely, you know, and I think you've hit it right on the mark that a culture change needs to happen, and obviously that starts at the top with myself and the rest of the guys in our ownership group, and I think we're doing everything we can to try and empower our people and lead them in the direction where a culture change is going to happen.
I know, Greg, you've been around the WHL and have friends and colleagues in the league, but now that you're inside, what's your take on the league, and how's it been to you now, less than a year of ownership with the new team?
You know, it's been fantastic, I got to tell you. Through the process of negotiating with the Brodsky family on buying the team, we had, of course, a series of meetings with the league offices and Commissioner Ron Robison. But, you know, also meetings with individual team owners or president. You know, everyone really promised to help us out on the business side as much as they possibly could to make this thing a success. And we appreciated the offer, but never knew, you know, just how sincere and how strong that commitment was. And it has been over the top.
Well, a positive opening weekend to start, Greg. We appreciate your time here on WHL This Week.
We appreciate it. Anytime, John.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League. The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Hey, what a weekend for the Everett Silvertips and forward Carson Stadnick. Stadnick recorded 3 goals and 4 assists in 2 wins in Portland against the Winterhawks. Voice of the Silvertips, Travis Huntington, sat down with Carson.
Well, Carson, obviously a big weekend, not only for the hockey team, 2 huge wins down in Portland, but for yourself as well. I got to think it felt pretty good to be such a big part of a couple of wins against the Winterhawks.
Yeah, no doubt, and got to take some of the credit, I guess. But yeah, huge help out to my line mates, and yeah, just every lucky bounces, I got to say, and everything was just going my way, and can't complain. It was a good weekend, and it was nice to get those 2 points on their own, especially against Portland, which is nice, especially in their barn too with their fans and all that. It was nice, and to start off 3-0 right now and to keep it rolling, it should be fun.
Well, and obviously you mentioned being 3-0 here, two big wins in that building, especially even Sunday you guys fell behind and then surged way back ahead here. What's the confidence level of the team at right now?
We're feeling pretty good right now. Like, lots of guys are more calmer and making smarter plays with the puck out on the ice and not panicking, if you want to say. Even the younger guys are doing a fabulous job. Our defense, perfect, making plays out of the zone, and goalies helping out, lots of communication. Everyone's just playing the right way right now, and that because of that, no one's getting down on each other, and we've had some good games, and 3-0, I guess. It feels nice.
Well, Carson, this is your 19-year-old season in the league now. You scored over 20 goals last season, and you know, I know you're looking to take it to another level. You know, can you be one of those go-to guys for this hockey team this year? How do you feel about how your role is going to expand?
Well, yeah, I hope so. That's one of my goals coming in this year, to have a big year, I guess, and show the fans like who I am, and just hopefully everything goes good this year and play with a nice couple good players and just have a good year. Just put the team in front of me, and all my stuff will come with me, I guess, hopefully.
All right, Carson. Well, hey, congratulations on the accolade, and we'll talk to you on the road.
Thanks, Trav.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say thanks to Travis in Everett for his help this week. Thanks, Trav. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.